Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Broadcasting live from the peak of Mount Warning, the most easterly point of Australia, tune in to the Free Manatee Radio Show with your host, Spread Love, every Monday, 6 a.m. EST. On the show each week, we discuss realistic solutions to help you observe rather than take part in the globalist agenda. We will dig into the past to find solutions for the future. We will discuss the wisdom of Ayurveda, the science of life, for techniques for understanding and achieving personal health and longevity. Please join us every Monday on Studio A, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Free Manatee Radio broadcast with your host, Spread Love, on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio.
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Revolution Radio, good evening. It is 8 p.m. Eastern, and you are listening to Studio A. Get ready to lock in for the next 2 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, Watchmen on the Wall with your host, The Watchman.
Oh, what happened?
flawless.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Watchman on the Wall broadcast. I'm the Watchman here on Revolution.Radio, freedomslips.com, freest place to be indeed. And glad you tuned into the Watchman on the Wall broadcast, which can be heard on what the pagan calendar states every Sunday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And here on Studio A, Revolution.Radio, the largest listener-supported network on the face of the earth. We're glad that you've joined us tonight. We're going to get into some incredible stuff tonight, positive stuff. Aren't you tired of looking at the negative? Yeah, I think we all are. I know I am. I'll tell you that right now. But I'm lifting up high tonight because it's just time to continue to focus on the positive. And I know we've said many times on this broadcast here on the Watchman on the Wall broadcast, many times, that yes, without a negative terminal on a battery, there is no ability to crank your engine or turn the ignition on through your via your starter. You need the positive and the negative. But sometimes you get to the point where you realize that you can focus on so much negative, and I've been guilty of it like everyone else, that we don't let the positive outweigh the negative. Yes, there needs to be a balance. In fact, one sly fox company tries to pride themselves on being fair and balanced, and yet they're bought and paid for. Yes, all of them are. Prostitutes, indeed. They are all prostitutes. Yes, they're harlots, part of the mother of all harlots, indeed. The system is the system is built on fraud. So it is built on a negative. That's just a reality, folks. There is really no positive in the system. Well, people say, oh, no, I can find, oh, there's always the silver lining, Watchman. Well, guess what? If it's built on a lie, if it's built on fraud, if it's built on fabrication, if it's built on things that aren't true and just and lovely and pure, then it's a lie. And we know in Yah's government, he tells us clearly in 1 John that no lie is of the truth. No lie is of the truth. And so when you look at the world, it is indeed spinning out of control, no pun intended, because the earth isn't moving. According to Yah's government, Yah's word, he tells us that we're living in a fixed plane, if you will. Yes, and planets literally mean wandering stars. So you can't land on a light. A star is a light, isn't it? Can you land a quote-unquote spacecraft on a light? Answer me that question, please. I'd love to know the answer or your answer. Because last I checked, no plane, no spacecraft, quote-unquote, can land on a light. Yes, the sun, moon, and stars are the sun being the greater light, moon and the stars, the lesser lights. They're all lights. And I don't think you can land a 747 or 57 plane on a light, can you? So how can you do that on a fake spacecraft? So the earth is unmovable. It's unshakable. It's fixed with firm foundation. The Most High Yahweh did tell us that he fixed the earth to be unmoved. Now, he can shake it. He can quake it via the earth, our mother in the physical. But the earth is not our mother in the spiritual, because we pre-existed before the earth ever was. And this is many times the refrain of the Messiah when he would teach his disciples. He would tell them, I could say in the fifth gospel, oh, watchman, there's only four gospels. No, there's actually a fifth gospel known as the Gospel of Thomas. Yes, it's in fact considered older than Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, though I believe Mark, Luke, and John are the word of Yah as well, the government, part of the government of Yah. In the original Hebrew and Aramaic, when I say this, I speak it from the Hebrew and Aramaic perspective. That's where the authenticity is. That's where the original. And people say, well, it's all written by man. Well, the word of Yah tells us that Yah wrote his word in the heavens. Psalms 19 for a witness, if you want to see that. Yah wrote his word in the stars. That's right. He wrote his word. He telleth his word in the stars and in the heavens. That's right. Before there was ever quill to parchment or pen to paper, Yah had wrote his word in the heavens so that no man could tamper it and no man could get past the Van Allen radiation belt. Sorry, guys. Yes, Buzz Aldrin, you confessor, you. At least you told the truth to a little girl and told the world, in fact, in front of her, that you never went to the moon, Buzz Aldrin. And all you astronauts, you were never in space. You astronauts, you bunch of actors. Isn't everything acting, pretty much? You know the old saying, you know, all the world is stage and we are all but bit players, right? Yeah, Buzz Aldrin confesses to a little girl and she says, how come we haven't gone back to space? And he's stunned, right? You saw the video. And if you haven't, you can go on YouTube, probably type in a boot. Buzz Aldrin tells little girl he didn't go to the moon. And he tells her just that, because we never went. We never did go. So not everything is as it seems, and not everything appears to be as it really is, folks. Now, y'all know that, right? Revolution.radio. Freedomslips.com, finest listening audience in the alternative news network on the face of the earth, needs your support. Thank you for your support. Pay it forward. Continue to do so. You're doing a great job, folks, doing the supporting of the network, because the network is worthy of your support. Yes, we definitely appreciate all of your giving. Go to the website, freedomslips.com or revolution.radio, and donate what you can afford to give. You can give to a lot of things in this world, but, you know, freedom of speech is a powerful thing. And we get this freedom of speech before the First Amendment was ever created, actually. The Most High says that open rebuke is better than secret love. So when we speak with passion, emphatically, not to be demeaning or demoralizing, but to hopefully lift up and present information and truth that, yes, we've all been wrong, but when we find ourselves being wrong, when we find out, we want to correct and make it right. So support the network, continue to do so, because it's one of the last bastion freedom of free speech on the internet, or the airwaves, if you will. I know radio stations, pirate stations do hook up to, I've heard, revolution.radio content. And shout out to all those people listening from wherever source, and all those that are listening on the World Wide Web. So we're looking at and talking about being more positive than the negative. You know what really got me really encouraged today was looking at some positive, powerful, anointed word of Yah, government of Yah, text, mandates. You know, if there's only mandates, there's only a mandate that you could follow, which one would you choose? Would you choose man's mandates or would you choose the Most High's mandates? I mean, if you had to make a choice, even if you didn't believe in the Most High, but you had a choice to believe in man's mandates, dictates to you that would harm you, potentially, or would you listen to Yah's mandates that would only protect you and preserve you and give you refuge? Yeah. You know that old song, was old Tom Petty song, I'm not a refugee or something like that. I think it was just refugee. Everyone's looking for a refuge today, it seems like. A lot of people going to the border and seeking refugee status, want to come into a place they are free from political persecution, political asylum, they're claiming, right? When a lot of times it's just an end around, a lot of times. But then again, there's the sincere ones that truly have a just cause for political refugee status. It's because politics is devilish. Let me say that again. Politics is devilish. It's because the Most High is not political. He's judicial. And Satan, the enemy, the archenemy, the system of man is built on the serpent seed of Cain. Cain being the son of the devil, literally, not just figuratively, but not just spiritually, though that's true spiritually, but he physically has a seed line. And so wouldn't you rather be in the Most High's government and his mandates? I mean, even if you didn't believe in him, but yet you believe in man, but man would impose something that would go against your will. Now, what would you choose then? Would you defer back to your creator, whether you believed in him or not? Or would you defer and say, well, I said there was no creator. I'm talking from an atheist standpoint here, because I believe, obviously, that as Psalm says, not as I say, but as the psalmist said, in the word of Yah, the fool has said in his heart, there is no Most High. Yeah, that's a foolish position to take, to say that there is no Most High or creator that created you and all things around you and the heavens and the earth. Remember, he's the creator and you're the creation, just like you and I and the rest of everybody listening at the sound of my voice. We've been created. And of course, later on, our parents were drafted by the Most High to procreate us in the physical aspect of our being later on, but we pre-existed, obviously. As I've stated many times here on the Watchman on the Wall broadcast, that we were spiritual beings prior, and still are, just enclosed, encased with flesh and blood and bone, tendons, cartilage, hair, hairs and so forth. You know our hair and our veins and our body come from the grass. Yeah, your veins and your hair. You know, every hair on your head is numbered, right? Every hair and every vein in your body comes from the grass. All flesh is like grass that withereth away and fadeth. In the physical, that does take place unless there's a change that takes place in your flesh. Like, let's say, Enoch, his flesh changed to live forever. Mm-hmm. Or John the Revelator, for instance, he never died. His flesh had to have changed to some degree. I'm not saying in its totality of incorruptibility of the final change, but there had to be a change between that time and the time on the earth when he walked with the Messiah. John the Revelator, you know, is also known as John the Beloved. Wrote, you know, the Gospel of John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and also the Book of Revelation. Obviously, Yah was the author in the Hebrew and Aramaic, but of course, the Greek newfangled versions and the Latin were all the Roman Latin manuscripts that were tampered with. But again, as I've stated many times, just because the counterfeits and the hypocrites have usurped the so-called orthodox position doesn't mean that it's true. Again, orthodoxy is a synonym for deception. or groupthink, right? Yeah. Orthodoxy is a synonym for groupthink and deception. You know, like the Jim Jones cult gave him a bunch of great Kool-Aid and he said, drink after me. 900 and some odd people died because of that cult leader who was a Christian, by the way. Oh, Watchman, why are you? Cults can come up from, the majority come up generally from offshoots of Christianity. Even Judaism has them. Of course, the whole Talmudic cult is a cult in itself. In fact, it's wicked, evil. Yes, the Talmudic belief of the Talmud oral tradition, their belief is exalting the word of man's oral traditions, which is ludicrous, preposterous, foolish. To say that oral tradition of man's customs and oral traditions of getting together and just talking and saying that's higher than Yah's written word in the heavens. That Yah did give us in the Hebrew and in Aramaic in the original, not the Yiddish Hebrew, which is not Hebrew at all, but in the Aramaic and pictograph Hebrew, not the black letter that takes the picture away from the paleo Hebrew and the modern day block letter Hebrew takes away from the picture. You know, the saying, you know, the old saying, you guys have heard it many times, picture's worth a thousand words, right? Well, the original Hebrew, there was pictures to the letters, to the numerical value to each letter and picture of the 24 Hebrew letters. The modern Hebrew says there's only 22 Hebrew letters, which is a lie because they omit two Hebrew letters, in case you didn't know that. The Ghana and the... So people don't realize that there's actually 24 Hebrew letters, not 22. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3/8 in that, right? 8 being infinite and eternity, the only number that doesn't have a break in the lines, right? 8 is Yah's representation of being infinite. Only he could fit that description. And the letter 8 does that. And of course, his number of his, the number total, or the numbers of his name total in totality or in summation, 10565, which is the creator's name Yahweh in the four Hebrew letters Yod, He, Wah, He, which is pronounced Yahweh. Instead of the A, B, C, D in the English, well, the first four letters, well, these are the 10th letter, Yod, the 5th letter, Wa, Yod, Hey, and then Wa, the 6th letter, and then again, Hey, the 5th letter, which turns out to be a total of, comes up to a summation of 26, which is 8, isn't it? 2 and 6 is 8. Yah describing himself as the only infinite one. Yes, even in the numerical value of his name. Of course, we know that the beast has a name and a number. Yeah, 666 being that number. But in the original, though, in the Aramaic original book of Revelation, chapter 13, the beast's number was 616, which comes out to 13. Right? And we talked about this before. And then, of course, 13 plus the 33, Freemasons and all the 13 Illuminati blood families, and 13 and 33 degree Masons add up to 46. Yeah, we touched on that, if you recall. 13 and 33 is 46. 46 is the word Catholic in Gematria. One word anyways, there's several. Showing you the pick. Who's up at the top of the pinnacle of all the evil? So where's all this positivity, Watchmen? You're talking about all this other stuff. Well, again, trying to balance this out. But I'm going to share something that will bring us back to digression to positivity. And something that I think really will encourage someone, because it encouraged me today. You know, sometimes you have to encourage yourself when there's no one around. Did you know that? In fact, Yah, He instructs us, he encourages us to encourage ourselves. you know, it's okay to talk to yourself. There's just a problem if there's an answer back from your own lips. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when you need to get prayed for, get delivered. And that might be the case many times, because there's a lot of people that are getting possessed by the zombie spirit, and they're talking to themselves. It's okay to talk to yourself. It's just when you start answering, but having a dialogue in a monologue body, one body, and then there's a problem, and you've got a demon possessing situation. And that's rampant. But what I'm talking about is how David in the word of Yah, in Hebrew, his name was pronounced Dawid. Yeah. Or Dawid, yeah. Dawid. Some say Dawood. Some have said it like that. So David encouraged himself. And probably one of the most popular psalms that the psalmist penned, you're familiar with. Even if you say you don't believe in the Most High, I'm sure you've heard this somewhere, somehow, some place, by somebody speaking it. And it's still timeless. You know, it's ageless. It's timeless. And we're going to get into it here after the first segment now has been concluded. After the break, we'll get to our song that I want to encourage you with. You probably might even know it, but you might not have heard it like this before. So stay tuned. We'll be right back here on The Watchman, here on The Watchman on the Wall broadcast on Revolution.Radio, freedomlips.com. Freest place to be indeed. Stay tuned.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will catch The Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's The Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
the Capitol will ever treat us fairly. You are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. That time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Definitely Grace will meet you there. Good friend of mine, Sean Craig, there on the vocals. Spoke at his family's assembly, I don't know, quite a while back, more than a few years ago, actually. Phillips Craig and Dean, and he's the Sean Craig of the trio. PCD, that's right. Phillips Craig and the Grace will meet you there. So shout out to them. Great guys. Anyhow, so we're talking about here on the Watchman on the Wall broadcast, on the Watchman here on Revolution.Radio, FreedomFlips.com, about encouraging yourself when there's no one around to encourage you. And so hopefully that message in that song encourages, because it definitely encourages me. And I know that sometimes something might encourage others, and some people might not get encouragement at all. But hopefully it did encourage you. Now, you can encourage yourself, like I was saying earlier before the break, learn how to encourage ourselves, because a lot of people, they need encouragement. People are down and out. In fact, there's more suicides now, now than any other time. And it's been since they started counting than any other time. There's a lot of people just lost their. It's sad, but you don't need to lose hope when you have a Father above who does love you. Even when you don't even believe in him, he still loves you. Even when you deny him, he still loves you. Think about that. He has so much compassion. It's hard to even articulate. You can't even begin to articulate how much compassion he has. And long suffering and forbearance. And all this stuff on the earth is happening because of man's wickedness. Not because of the Most High wants to do this. No. He's not causing this. He's obviously allowing it because the enemy of mankind's soul, Satan, and his seed line, the seed of Cain, is causing this. That's who the culprit is. So we need to put the blame on the devil. Shout out the devil and pin the tail on the donkey, because I know we can talk about who's doing who, but really it's a spiritual warfare, folks. And I know that's true and everything and all, but let's go all the way to the top of the evil, and that is, it's Satan. And he's out to devour. He goes out like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And there's many people now that are feeling like they're being devoured. Yeah. Yeah. And they don't need to feel that way. They have a choice. You can get renewed. You can get revived. What is revived? What does that mean? It means that which was dead is being made alive. Maybe your faith has been dead. Maybe it hasn't been operable. Maybe it's something you don't even consider. Maybe you just live so secular that you don't even consider spiritual matters. You know, and that's your choice. No one can stop you. I mean, everyone, and the Most High isn't going to stop you. In fact, he stands at the door and he knocks. He's waiting for you to open. He's not going to barge his way in like all these evil spirits in this world, like all these systems that want to knock on your door, you know, like the old, what do they call it? The knock and talk? Yeah, it's a system created, right? The knock and talk. Can't remember who said that, but it is definitely a system that's been applied. And he's just standing at the door and knock. He's waiting for you to open. And isn't that the ultimate gentleman? I mean, in fact, you know, you could, many people, I do too. We have a sign saying no solicitation or no solicitors, right? Or someone said it like this, you know, for every knock someone knocks on your door, you can put a sign saying, you know, $1,000 per knock. I don't know, was it Mr. Rowe? Somebody in the main host chat said that. I thought that was a pretty good idea. What a great, start billing per knock. Yeah, I thought that was a pretty nifty idea. And maybe it was just tongue in cheek, and maybe it probably is, but you know, they bill. The system, the false system, as we alluded to earlier, it's built on fraud, and they bill on every occasion, don't they? That they can get a chance. They want to bill you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. They want to bill you for everything that they can get away with. So, you know, they want to flood you with paperwork. Why don't you just flood them back with paperwork? No solicitation. $1,000 per knock. That's a good one, Ro. I think it was you. Correct me if I'm wrong later on. But somebody in Seattle sat down and said, that's a great idea. Start billing per knock. Yeah, the knock and talk. Yeah, that's right. I think it was Don. Don saying that. The knock and talk. Don was talking about that. So who's Don? Well, Don Campbell, of course. Played a couple of his clips in the past here on the Watchman on the Wall broadcast. And, yeah, I think it was Don. But anyhow, the billing per knock, $1,000 per knock. Knock at your own risk because you'll be billed. And we'll count. And because the sign's already out, no solicitation, then there's no need to open the door. Because you want to make sure they knock as much as they want to. You can count the knocks. Bill them, $1,000 per knock. Yeah. A little facetious today, yeah. Uh-huh. And if they're going to cause you not to work a job, then you got to start billing them some way, somehow, especially when they're so late on the checks, aren't they? Yeah. Well, don't depend on them. Don't depend on them. Don't receive or take a benefit from them. People upset. Oh, I didn't get much. Well, they took my livelihood away. Well, you know, the Father promised that he would never see his righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. That's right. That's what he promised. Those that continue to believe and hope and put their trust and faith in him, he said, hey, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or my seed begging for bread. Mm-hmm. That's a promise. Take it on faith, that you know. It's not just belief, it's that you know, it's that inner knowing. You know that you know that you know that you know. So yeah, it's encouraging. I was encouraged today, and I was reading this psalm, and I'm gonna get to it. And you'll recognize it. Of course, I'm going to read out of the renewed, restored text. Yahweh is my shepherd. I shall not want or I shall not lack. In other words, when he says, Yah's my shepherd, he's saying that Yah will feed. Remember, he won't leave his righteous forsaken or a seed begging for bread, he'll feed us. Remember, like the Elijah the prophet? Didn't have no food. Went to a little widow woman. She didn't have no food. Just a little bit left over. No food after that. It was gone. Prepared. She prepared that last meal for him. And when she ran out, it, by the power of Yah, continued to fill up food in that barrel. And she took the last bit of the meat in the barrel to make a profit. Elijah the prophet, who, by the way, didn't die, to finish that point earlier. We talked about Enoch never dying. Elijah never died. And the righteous are promised to never die when they enter into the order of Enoch, or the book of the order of Elijah the prophet talks about that those in that order, which were all the patriarchs, by the way, the fathers, right? All the patriarchs, because the whole system is trying to strip and has stripped the patriarchal status of the Western society for decades, several decades, scores of maybe century or more. That's why they ask for the woman's maiden name when they deliver a baby in a hospital, a public hospital. They ask for the woman's maiden name on the birth certificate when she's had the child in wedlock. Not out of wedlock, but in wedlock. They still ask for the maiden name. It's none of their business, is it? It's none of their business. But no, they give up the information. Yeah, they make it look like she had the child out of wedlock. Because if she's married, got the baby with her husband, who's his daddy. The state wants to say, I'll be your daddy. Make it look like you had it out of wedlock. Give us your maiden name, please. Mm-hmm. And so the state, this is the problem why parents don't have autonomy over their children as they think they do. Yeah, they think they do, but when you got a birth certificate, you don't have autonomy over your children before they're 18. You think you do, though, in your mind. Rightfully so. You have a right to think that. You absolutely. I'm with you. But just like Isaiah said, Yah spoke through Isaiah and said that the children, all of everybody, that was issued a birth certificate, you were sold into slavery. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the third party, fake daddy, Uncle Sam, playing your big brother. No brother of mine, no kin of mine, no uncle of mine. Claiming to be Uncle Sam and big brother. And they're trying to intermeddle in a third party status. And this is why the state, the religion of, well, you're too religious, Watchman. No, I'm spiritual. The secular speech is a religious speech as well. Did you know that? So people that speak secular, they're speaking religious when they promote the state and the state's documents. Yeah, they're talking religion when under the guise of being a politician. Mm-hmm. Well, Watchmen, it doesn't seem like that makes sense. No, the state is a religion. Oh, Watchmen, do you have any examples of that? I've given it many times. Okay, for the new listeners, when you go to court to post bail so you don't go to jail, they make you worship Baal. Well, no, it's just a bond. Oh, that's right. Put you in bondage, right? And the black robe lying lawyer promoted to be a lying judge now is wanting you to worship Baal, post Baal. Baal was a pagan idol of sun worship. So they're promoting their religion in their state, in their court. The court is a religious facility, isn't it not? Absolutely. It's where it started. It's religion. And then you go to mass and you got same black uniform, pretty much. All rise. Oh, that's the courtroom. That's what they do there, too. When the priest comes in, everybody rises. The priest is here. It's all religion, see? Politics and religion, religion and politics. Same thing. So all these people say, well, it's too religious for us. Well, stop the political stuff because that's religion. Stop the religion. That's political. When you speak religion, you're speaking political. When you speak in politics, you're speaking religion. They're synonymous. Get over it. Relax. Breathe. Breathe. Well, that's just too religious, Watchman. Yeah, you spew your religion all the time, don't you? Through your secular verbiage. It's your religion. It's your statism. See? No difference. It's just choice, you know? My body, my choice, those folks that promoted that little diddly, little phraseology, wants to mandate and tell you what to do with your body, or that they said they, like Alan, whatever his name is, Alan D. Demon, you know, Mr. Demon Attorney, Mr. Return on Me, you know, Mr. Devil of the Flesh, Alan D. says, oh, they have a right to come and stick a plunging needle in your arm. You also have a right to defend yourself and shoot him in the head. Whoever tries to plunge a needle in your arm against your will, against your will, because that's the mountain that someone said it like this, that they're willing to die on. That's what they said. I can't remember who said that, but someone said that. So get back to the positivity. And I apologize if this is not transmitting too good. But I'm having some tech problems here. And hopefully you can hear me.
Testing, testing. 1, 2, check. Check 1, 2. 1, 2, check 1, 2. Okay. Give me a 5x5. Thank you. The host chat. Appreciate it. Shout out to all the other chats out there. So this psalm, there's only 6 verses in this one. And it's probably the most popular. That's why I'm taking my time with it, because we've got time to get through it. It's not like it's a long psalm. Psalm is just another way in Hebrew to say it's a psalm. A psalm is a psalm. Yeah. Remember that song? You know, song or sing. Yeah, how's it go? You go, sing a song. Is it the Carpenters? Did I hear? The Karen Carpenter? Yeah. Make it simple to last your life. I can't sing. Only in the key of O. Off key. Sorry. Didn't mean to hurt your ears there. I'm only good in the shower when it comes to singing, just like probably the majority out there could probably attest to as well. So when you look at the psalm, can you guess what psalm? Do you know what the number of this? Because remember, psalms are not chapters, by the way, in case you didn't know that. What chapter are you in, Watchmen? What chapter of Psalms are you? I'm sorry, Psalms don't have chapters. They're Psalms. They're Psalms. Like 1 Psalm, 2 Psalm, you know. 3rd Psalm, 4th Psalm, 5th Psalm. It's not chapter. Look at, is it? So, that's the first verse. In fact, by the way, they didn't have verses either, by the way. Verses were just put in to help us find things out. Where they were in Yah's word. And again, for those that say, and I'm just digressing back here, just to finish some points that I didn't fulfill. For those that say, well, you know, that's just paper. Well, no, Yah wrote his word in the heavens first before it got to quilted parchment. Before the book of Enoch, which was the first book ever written, the first scribe ever scribbled, anointed word of Yah, of his government, Enoch was that first book, the book of Enoch. Enoch was that first scribe. Before he wrote Yah's government mandates down on paper as the first book ever, Yah had wrote his word in the heavens. Already? In the stars? He telleth his words in the stars, Book of Job talks about. Yeah. But it's not astrology. It's astronomy. Okay? That's the difference. Well, what's the difference, Watchman? What do you mean? Okay. Astrology is about selfishness. It's what you personally, for yourself, are trying to seek the stars about for you personally in your selfish mindset. And we all been selfish. None of us are innocent. We've all been guilty. But in, concerning this matter, I'm not selfish because I believe that that is not authorized by Yah's government. Astrology is what man can get out of for me, myself, and I. What's in it for me? And astronomy is what Yah's trying to tell you, his word, through the stars. Big difference. Be right back on the Watch Podcast here on Radio for the freest place to be indeed. Stay tuned.
Woo-hoo!
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6 verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came and unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
If you think for one second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are
Are you awake yet? I hope.
We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio. All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
As the change is a man, and the answers are like daggers, points of view are like sand, stretching out as far as the eye can see. There's a thousand different philosophies, but there's just one look and there's just one name with the power to give and the grace to save. You can search the world on another way, but if you're looking for the road to be on, there's just one. There's just two. Much at stake to be wasting time on imitations, common sense, and claims. There will never be a substitute for the love, the word, and the simple truth. Cause there's just one love, and there's just one name, with the power to give and the grace to save. You can search the world for another way, but if you're looking for a road to be on, there's just one door to open. The truth and hope will be waiting there on the other side. Just one story that's never ending, but life beginning. You can search the world for another way, but if you're looking for the road to be on, there's just one book, and there's just one name, with the power to heal and the grace to save. You can search the world for another way, but if you're looking for the road to be on, there's just one book, and there's just one name, with the power to heal and the grace to save. You can search the world for another way.
Just one name, just one blood, and just one book. And that one book is the word of Yah, the Most High's government, which is more than what man's religion tries to tell you. The one book of Yah is consisting of probably over 300 or more physical books, but if you count them in the heavens and the stars, as I was alluding to earlier, on the Watchman on the Wall broadcast, I'm the Watchman. Welcome back, folks, to our second hour here on Revolution.Radio, freedomslips.com, for his place to be indeed. And another incredible message. Just one way, just one road, just one name, indeed. Because there's a lot of people say, well, there's 50 million ways to, you know, get to heaven. Well, no, there's just one way, the Most High said, to get back. In other words, you come to him on his terms, not on our terms. We can't make the terms. He makes the terms. He's the creator. We're the creation. He's the potter. We're the clay. Temporarily, we're in clay vessels. But again, existing prior in the spiritual, now our spiritual being is encased with clay. So he makes the terms. That's right. I mean, you got an earthly boss, don't you? Don't they have terms? And you willingly follow that for that lust for the paycheck, right? Everyone desires that paycheck, lusts over that paycheck, willing to be under submission to an earthly boss, an earthly master, right? You don't want to submit to a heavenly creator that made you in his image, gave you the honor to be made in his image? And you'd turn it down? Really? Your choice. Yeah, your life, your choice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, I'd rather have Yahweh, the Most High Father, and not need him than to need him and not have him. It's one of my glad refrains I sing a lot. So the psalm, in case you didn't know, is 23. Psalms 23, 23rd psalm, not chapter. Yahweh is my shepherd, I shall not lack, or I shall not want, right? That's what we were talking about before the break earlier. He makes me lie down in green pastures, fresh, tender, good, green grass. I mean, certain green grasses, I mean, you can go in like swamps and so forth, certain muddy areas of certain green grasses you wouldn't want to lay in. But he makes us to lie down in green pastures, which literally means fresh, tender, comfortable. He leads me beside the still waters, which is restful waters. Can tie that in with Revelation 7 also, verse 17. Then verse 3 says, he refreshes and restores my soul, my life, myself. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, which is being upright and right standing with him, being upright and being in right standing with Yah. Not for my earning it, but for his name's sake, because nothing we can do in our own ability, because our willpower really is nothing. I mean, how many New Year's resolutions people break their willpower? They find out they break because their willpower is nil. They realize their willpower wasn't. Then you got those who last pretty good, a couple months, 3 months, about halfway part of the year, they're done with it pretty much. Majority in general sense, right? So yeah, he refreshes and restores my soul. Which is my life, because your soul is the real you. That's the spirit and soul of man is the eternal part of us. Actually, I will say it like this to digress, to rephrase. Your spirit is the eternal part of you. The soul of man, Yah says that all souls are mine, saith Yah. So all souls are his. And we were in the chambers. Did you know each soul, each person that has a soul, all of us have, we were in a chamber at one time. Read it in 2 Ezra chapter 3 or 4, I believe. 2 Ezra chapter 3 or 4 talks about the chambers of souls, that all the souls, before they entered in the womb through the parents' procreation aspect, we were in Yah's chamber, literally. Yeah, we were in a chamber of souls that he had placed every soul in a chamber. And our spirit, here's the good news. Our spirit was free, but our soul was in a chamber for the appointed time when our mother and father would get together and procreate. And Yah had placed
and made us a living soul, and that soul would come out of us, out of the chamber, and the spirit that we all were and are, just encased in flesh, we, again, pre-existed as spiritual beings. We all were free in our spirit. We had free will. We weren't in prison. We were free. We had free will. This is why free choice caused, because one, Satan, actually, his real name again is Gadriel, in case you didn't know that. Samuel, Hillel, the devil, Diablo, you know, whatever. Man with the pitchfork really is kind of a fairy aspect of it. But it's kind of a fable, that part. That's just a man-made thing there. But he did exist, and he does exist. But he was the one that seduced Eve in the garden in 1 Enoch 68 or 69, as I've talked about many times here on the Watchman on the Wall broadcast here on revolution.radiofreedomblitz.com. We talked about how the original name of the devil was Gadriel, not Gabriel, the good angel, but the first angel turned wicked through his unwise choice. Yeah, he was a wicked spirit. Because the angels were spirits. They were ministering spirits, right? And he chose to go the wicked route. And his name was Gadriel. That's why Paul or Shaul, he hints at it, at least the Remez aspect in the Aramaic, he hints at that Satan is the god of this world, referencing his short prefix of his name. Gadriel. That's why it says, in God we trust, on the money we've talked about, right, before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so people say, well, where's that at? First Enoch, again, get your pen and paper out. First Enoch 68, 69. Don't believe what I say, verify what I say. Check it out. And it says that he's the one that seduced Eve in the garden. And we all know, oh, that was the devil that seduced Eve in the garden. Well, everyone, no one argues that, generally, right? So what was his name? Gadriel. This is why it's a good thing not to call the Most High God. Call him Yah. Instead of God, you say Yah. Because you don't want to call him by his arch enemy's name. Well, Watchmen, come on. I mean, isn't that splitting hairs? Isn't that semantics? No, it's by your words you're justified and by your words you're condemned. Right. And the wicked evil system perverts that, mimics that, and says anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have a right to remain silent first. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they mimic it. They mimic Yah's law through calling it public policy. And, of course, pervert and twist and distort and legalese you. Mm-hmm. So he maketh me lie down in green pastures, the Most High. So in the heavens, we know a war broke out. And this is all about free will and free choice, right? So we just don't remember. Everyone's under, generally, 99.9999%, everyone's pretty much under a spiritual amnesia. Now, they've drinking from the cup. You know, they've drunken from the cup of forgetfulness, as Psalms 88:12 alludes to this, calling the earth the land of forgetfulness in Psalms 88:12. And this is why we don't remember, generally. And our life is to wake up to as to who we are. And that really only comes about by Yah showing you who you are. So this is a test of allegiance, as we've talked about many times. The time on this earth is, okay, now Satan has his seed line through Cain. They have their secular government set up through all the countries of the world. And so his goal is to get everybody under the subject citizen resident status so that he can claim and seal his citizenry through the system of man, right? And Yah saying, come out of her, my people, in the book of Revelation. He's telling us in the end of days to come out. Don't register as a citizen, subject, resident, or slave of any man's system. Because any man's system would put you under the serpent seed of Cain's jurisdiction. Yah saying, I have a government.
Well, Watchmen, come on. You're really on this government of Yah thing a lot of note. Oh, well, okay, let me explain why. Because Isaiah 9:6 says, unto us a child is given, a son is born, and a child is given, the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be, you know, his appellations and titles shall be Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty Almighty, the Everlasting Father. Yes, the Son of Elohim, or the Most High, is the Father in the flesh. It's just now as the Savior. And then it says in verse 7 of Isaiah 9, the increase of his, not theirs, but his government, there shall be no end. That's right. There's no beginning to him and there's no end to him. And there's definitely no end to his government. For those who say, well, the law's done away with, Watchmen, you're quoting Old Testament. No, it's renewed. It's really First Covenant. Old Testament's a misnomer. That's right. They're nothing old about it. They want you to think it's obsolete. They want you to think it's old. They want you to think that doesn't apply. They want you to think it was fulfilled in a wrong sense of the word fulfillment. Fulfill means filled up fuller, not to do away with. That's right. That's because religious society would say, oh, the law's done away with. It's been fulfilled, as in, like, it doesn't exist no more, when really fulfillment means filling up fuller. Watchman, give me an example. I don't believe it. Okay. The Most High said in the First Covenant that if two people commit adultery, they were to be stoned to death, right? On the spot. And then, of course, Messiah came, brought mercy. And so people say, see, he did away with that. Well, no, he raised the bar. But now the implementation of that is different, though, of that corporal punishment. It's not physical. Okay, stone him to death. Now it's, I say to you, if you just look to lust upon a woman in your own heart, you've committed adultery already. In other words, I'm raising the bar. I'm not doing away with the law. I'm just making the law higher. Not that it's going away. Not that it's done away. It's just I'm giving it a higher status because I'm going to come to live in your heart. I'm going to die and bury and resurrect. I'm going to conquer death, hell, and the grave, you see? And I'm going to give you the power over death, hell, and the grave too. If you enter into the order of Enoch, that is possible. That's what Elijah did. That's what Enoch did. That's what all the patriarchs did. And that's what we can too. But most people won't believe it. So 99.99999999% of all mankind from Adam all the way to the end will die and go 6 feet under generally. Because they don't believe what he said. I believe, first of all, like he said, and I said this many times in John chapter 8, verse 51, and John 11, 26, he says, if you keep his sayings, he says, if you keep my word, you'll never taste death. And what did he mean? Because he said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he's dead, he's talking about Lazarus again, yet shall he live. Okay, yeah, the dead and Messiah, those who believe and die, you know, they still have hope of resurrection of eternal life. But then he's talking about those that now are alive. If you believe in me and follow my government, you'll never taste death. And then he asked Mary and Martha, he said, do you believe this? Because I can't, in other words, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to give you the vehicle to supply your end time rescue. Because the first shall be last, right? And the last shall be first. The first priesthood was the Melchizedek priesthood, also known as the Order of Enoch, also known as the priesthood of Messiah. Remember, Melchizedek came with bread and wine, right? After Abraham defeated four or five kings, countries. And Melchizedek, who is a type of Messiah, came literally with bread and wine, showing you the priesthood, the order of Melchizedek, which was the order of Enoch, again, also known as the book in the order of Elijah the prophet, also mentioned in the Dead Sea Scrolls as well. Some other texts were alluded to it, at least. And of course, the book of Melchizedek found in the Dead Sea Scrolls, probably one of the largest manuscripts found in the Dead Sea Scroll was Melchizedek, which means kings and priests. Or kings of righteousness. He was a king and a priest. And so that's why he calls us in Revelation 1, Revelation 5. He calls all the believers in Messiah, Yahweh of Nazareth. He calls us kings and priests. Mm-hmm. So this is the This is the vehicle of the supply of Yah gathering his elect from the four corners of the earth so that they would not taste death when the plagues and the bowls and the vials of the book of Revelation, the judgments of Yah fall on the earth. He's going to seal his elect first. That's right. So don't hurt the earth. He tells the messengers, the angels, you know, before they go to the four corners of the earth and, you know, before they hurt the earth, he said, you're going to gather the elect from the four corners of the earth first. And they're going to be sealed. This sealing is this rashin, or the oil of Yah, the anointed golden oil of Yah, through the prophet, the patriarchs, the order of Enoch, also known again as the Melchizedek priesthood. That's why he calls us kings and priests, again, chapter 1 of Revelation, chapter 5. Then go to 1 Peter. He calls us kings and priests again there. He alludes to it, at least Peter does. Cephas is his real name, because Peter goes back to Jupiter. Planetary worship. It wasn't his name. So Peter's name was Cepha. Okay, some say Cephas. It's really Cepha. And he calls us, Cepha slash Peter, he says, that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. A royal priesthood. Yeah, a holy nation. Yeah, since we've come out of her, my people, we've come out of the nations of the world, come out of the states of the system, come out of the state, come out of the countries, the governments of men. He says that's the command in the end time, to gather, to be in this elect, to be in this Melchizedek priesthood. And you claim to say you believe in the Messiah, and you claim you say you believe in his word. Hold on, let me back up. There's people who say they believe in the Messiah. Oh, I believe in the Most High Messiah. Yes, but I don't believe anything in his word. Oh, that's just spewing man-made words there, watchman. But yet you publicly say you believe in the Messiah. And oh, when you read it, it brings peace to you. But then you come out and say, oh, well, if you believe in the Bible, then you're just, you know, you're just believing what man wrote. Y'all wrote that in the heavens, friend, before I ever got the paper. Didn't you know that? Doesn't change just because the counterfeit and hypocrites has usurped authority, fake authority at that. I love you. I love all of you. And I speak with passion, not to be demeaning, but just to, you know, kind of illustrate. There's a lot of folks like that. Several people. I've talked to several people like that. It's not one person. I'm not picking on one person. I'm not bringing up names. I've got no one in mind. Got no axe to grind. Yes, we've talked with people. Yes, we remember. Yes, but I love them. Love has a right to speak. Just like, you know, people have their beliefs and they're passionate about it and they're pushing it with their love, right? Doesn't mean they're trying to be mean. You know, sure, they're trying to do it in their own power. And Yah says, don't trust in your own flesh. Cursed is he that trusteth in the arm of man. Cursed is he that trusteth in flesh. Yeah, so he doesn't want us to trust in man. He wants us to trust in him. Because man will let you down. And so, and because we've been let down by mankind so much, sometimes there's nobody to encourage us. We've got to encourage ourselves. That's what David, the psalmist, would do. He would encourage himself in Yah. He would even speak to his soul. He would say, soul, why are you disquieted within me? He would even speak to his soul. Yeah. Again, all the chambers of souls were found right there in 2 Ezra chapter 3 or 4, which was in the first King James Bible, by the way. But we were in spiritual format. We were in spiritual, pure spirit. And Yah, you used our soul that he created to breathe into man and made him a living soul now, incarnated into flesh and blood and bone, tendon, bodies. Remember we talked about our hair and our veins come from the grass. Our eyes actually come from the sun. Our bones and our teeth come from the rocks. Right, the rocks of the earth. Rocks outside. When you try to skip a rock on the water, you know, 7-8 times, our teeth and our bones come from rock. The rocks cry out. He said, if we hold our peace, the rocks will cry out. One portion, he stated, Well, Watchman, where are you getting all this? This is not in the Bible. No, it's in 2 Enoch chapter 29 and chapter 30. If you want a reference, look it up. Yeah, so our eyes come from the sun, our hair and our intellect, actually, intelligence comes from the cloud and the swiftness of angels. Did you know that? Your intellect, your reasoning capacity, your ability comes from the swiftness of angels and the clouds in the sky and the heavens. Did you know that? That's what 2 Enoch 29 and 30th chapters teach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were hewn from the rock with the gleam of Yah's eye, which was the lightning, because the lightning is the gleam of Yah's eye. The thunder is the voice of Yah. The lightning is the gleam of his eye. Joshua alludes to it. The book of Enoch clearly states this, 2 Enoch 29 and chapter 30, again for references. Yes, in our teeth and bones come from the rock, folks. Think about that. But we want to go to the rock that's higher than us, right? We want to hide in the cleft of the rock. Be right back. Stay tuned for Watchmen on the Wall Bucket. FreedomSlip.com. Freest place to be.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Broadcasting live from the peak of Mount Warning, the most easterly point of Australia, tune in to the Free Manatee Radio Show with your host, Spread Love, every Monday, 6 a.m. EST. On the show each week, we discuss realistic solutions to help you observe rather than take part in the globalist agenda. We will dig into the past to find solutions for the future. We will discuss the wisdom of Ayurveda, the science of life, for techniques for understanding and achieving personal health and longevity. Please join us every Monday on Studio A, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Free Manatee Radio broadcast with your host, Spread Love. On Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio. Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution. Revolution.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
There's too much virtue signaling going on, and I'm the virtue. I am so tired of people shoving snot and face coverings down our throats. Stop using your platforms to instill fear. The lack of respect for people that choose to not be an experiment or choose to not smother themselves with a face diaper coming from people that promote my body, my choice, is astounding. If I choose between getting the shot and jumping out of a plane without a parachute, I say gas that plane up, baby. No one's telling you you can't mask up. No one's telling you you can't get the Fauci out, so stop demanding me to. If you're still scared, stay 6 feet away. Life's too short to live my life the way you want me to in order to make you feel comfortable. It's been over a year. I'm not responsible for your fears. I'm going to trust my immune system and allow my body to do its job while you stuff your face with free donuts for getting a shot in order to be healthy. That sounds like a bigger issue. I'm tired of being lectured about caring for others by people that wish me dead in the same sentence. It's not my job to make you comfortable, and it's not to keep you healthy. Stay out of my business.
Yes, indeed. The TikTok girl says it all in less than a minute. Yes, I know people have heard that a lot, but it never gets tiring to me, because if you can speak in 45 seconds like she does, all of that, well, she should be having a broadcast on this or such similar network. Indeed, she is a talent. But yeah, it's all come to light, right? Everything that's done is secrets being shouted from the housetop. Yes. All the secret. People that love their secrets. Yeah. See, the Most High is government's against secret combinations. Secret. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, outlaw the secret. What did JFK Jr. or JFK Sr. say? That it's a repugnant thing, right? That in a free and open society, that they... Obviously, those that are free would despise. It's repugnant to see a secret society just, you know, be so rampant, right? That's the reason why it is the way it is, folks, is you got people who work in secret. Yes, all of them. You name it. They're all in on it. Under Satan's dominion, of course. And the Most High is allowing it. Why? Why he didn't cause it, but why is he allowing it? Watchman Wolf, because, again, he'll use an evil secret, an evil system, if you will. Excuse me. He'll use an evil system for those who refuse and who refuse to be righteous but want to live evil and forsake Yah's government and rather pledge allegiance to the flag of any country. Right? That would be evil in Yah's eyes. Did you know that? Thou shalt not commit idolatry, right? Thou shalt not worship any graven image, right? Or anything. Don't have any others before me. He didn't say, hey, it's okay, you can bow down to that. You can pledge allegiance to something else too. No, he never said that. And so he's using an evil system to chastise those who reject Yah's government. He calls those people who reject Yah's government evil. Yeah. That's not my word. That's his word. He says, look, you know, I'm going to, you know, give you some examples here. I'm trying to woo you back is what he's trying to say. You know, the evil system of man is causing people to get tired of it. And it's waking some people up. There's a lot of people are coming out of their evil. Right? We've all done evil. There's none righteous, no, not one. We've all committed evil at one time in our life, including me. And there's no one perfect. I'm not setting myself up. We've all have sinned and come short of the glory of Yah. Yeah, we're all like sheep gone astray. Absolutely true and correct, without a shepherd. And so here, Yah is our shepherd, the psalmist said. He said, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. Right? He leadeth me beside still waters. He leads me or refreshes me and restores my soul, my life. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, which is uprightness and right standing with him. Not, again, anything that we can earn, but for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil. For Yah, you are with me. Your rod and your staff protect and guide and comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Woohoo! My cup runs over. Yes, indeed. Surely mercy and goodness. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow after me. I mean, he's in pursuit. Yah's mercy's in pursuit of you and I. All the days of our life. And through the length of my days, the house of Yah and his presence shall be my dwelling place. Now, he doesn't dwell in the temple made with hands no more because that temple was destroyed. He says, now our body is the temple that he comes to live in and dwell in. But his promise still applies because we're the temple now. Again, there's no building to go to, no organized serpent seed, state incorporated church religion or mosque, synagogue or temple. He's not asking you to join up. He's saying to come into his government and get out of man's serpent seed system. That's right. So that was Psalms 23, all six verses. And a lot of that was from the Amplified, for those that are wanting to know what was I reading out of, what version. But Yah is using, again, an evil beast system to chastise or judge, I should say, the evil wicked doers who refuse Yah's government but want to revel and be patriotic for their government. And yet they want to claim that you say, I believe in the Most High too. Oh, but I'm also a citizen, subject, and resident of Serpent Seed, Cain's government of the devil. But yes, I'm a child of Yah too. Watchman. Oh, you know, I've been guilty of it. We all been guilty. We all try to serve two masters at times. I get that. But you got to get woke up, get awakened out of the deception of being in an idolatrous situation. Yeah, it's a subtle form of idolatry, this fake, false, fourth place patriotism, because it's family, it's faith, family, and friends is the top three, guys, gals, sisters, and brothers. There's no fourth place. In the Olympic game, they only got you gold, silver, and bronze. We've said this many times. There is no fourth medal. There is no fourth priority. There is no fourth place. And patriotism is fourth place, okay? Which is really no place at all to be in, because he's saying, look, don't have any others before me. He didn't say, hey, wait till all these countries develop and they all get their little, you know, their own anthem. And then, okay, now you can, you know, take your hat off and bow down to it. Put your hand on your heart. Pledge allegiance to the flag. No, you're committing idolatry. I did it. I did it. I was a kid. We were all trained in the public school system, not school system. They don't. Yeah, they don't. They fool you. They fooled everybody. The whole world was fooled and deceived and wondered after the beast. The Book of Revelation says. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Everybody's living in their idolatrous practice, thinking it's under the guise of, hey, it's patriotic. You know, looking for a few good men. Looking for a few good women. Under the guise of wearing a uniform. Oh, your uniform gives you authority to commit murder. No, you're just wearing the uniform of Cain, system of the devil, under the guise of patriotism. Well, let's look at the word patriot and patriotism. I am not a patriot. No, I'm not. I'm a servant of the Most High. I'm in a different kingdom, different government, different jurisdiction, because my status is not a subject, citizen, or a resident. And you can do the same thing. There is no silver bullet. Just stay away from man-made systems. Because Yah says to come out of her, my people, come out of any system that is not putting the word of Yah as the government to live by. Anything else is a subtle form of idolatry. With all due respect, but that's just the way it is. You can go laugh at it all they want. You can mock, scoff at me all you like. Yeah, it's okay. It's when they stop talking about you. It's when you need to be concerned about someone who told me one time. It's a very famous saying, as we come to find out. And so, you know, it's not about looking to get attention. It's about really living peaceably with all men and all women. It's not about who's right or who's wrong. It's an issue of what's right and what's wrong. Well, brother, it's not pragmatic. It's not being, you know. Well, Yah's word says, don't have any others before me. He said, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in my name. Is your government going to put Yahweh, the Messiah of Nazareth, on each document? Because if it doesn't, then it's not of him. If you're not willing to submit to Yah's government, then your government that you're trying to create, that you say it's already been here, and if it doesn't got Yah's name in it, Colossians 3:17, you say you believe in it, but at the same time, you all of a sudden say, well, I don't believe his word, but I believe in him, but oh, I don't believe his word. Oh, that's not the word of Yah anyways, brother. Oh, it's just the words of men. Oh, but you say you get peace when you read it. Okay. Okay. That's not being pragmatic, brother. Really? Yah's government was the first government. And you had to be in the children of Yisrael, not the fake Israel. No. Not the fake Talmudic Zionists. No. Not the Roman. No. Not the Muslims. It's Yah's government, period. Yisrael, the only nation that his eye is on. Now, he set angels and principalities over each nation, the Most High did. But he alone has his own watchful eye over Yisrael, because he placed his name on his people. He said, my people, which are called by my name, 2 Chronicles 7:14, remember? They're called by his name. The people of Yah, the government of Yah, the nation of Yah, the children of Yisrael, which we be. Or which I be. I mean, I hope you are. I want you, you know, to consider Yah's government. Because all this earthly government's going to hell in a handbasket, like the saying goes. Yeah, it is. Every one of them. Look in the back of the book, though, and we win for the positivity. Yes, if you're in Yah's government. And what is Yah's country? What is Yah's nation? Yisrael, not the fake Zionist Talmudic evil Israel. Again, Israel is Isis, Ra, and El, which was the Canaanite deity. Israel. Okay, that was all created in 1917, 1918. The British Balfour Declaration, the New York of Rome. You know, the Zionist Talmudics. Yes, they're evil. Mm-hmm. So Yisrael is Yah's nation, not Israel. That's the devil's nation. Synagogue of Satan, right? Right there in Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9. Yes, and they ride the Roman beast, don't they? Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. Papal court, Talmudics. Yes, they are the front. Yes, they are the front. Front. The front. Front, man. Wicked evil. So, but surely goodness and mercy would follow me all the days of my life, is what the psalmist says. Now, surely, if you got a surely in your life, then you got peace and hope and joy, because he says, he's pursuing us, the psalmist said. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. In other words, he's got your back side. He's got your front side. He's got your side to sides. Yeah, he's our rear guard. He's our bread. He's our water. He's our everything. He's our all in all. He's the lily of the valley. He's everything you need and more. Much more. He has so much more for you. He loves you. Oh, it's mushy watchman. Well, no, it's true. Oh, well, you know, people spew their hate freely. And it's wrong. You know, wouldn't you rather spew love? You know, I know love has a right to speak. Yes, love has a right to take up arms, too. I get that. I get that. Oh, yeah, we're armed. I believe that. But I don't want to live by it. You don't live by it. If you live by the sword, you'll die by the sword. You know, my arm is in Yah. My armament is Yah. Yah said he's got more with us than against than there'd be with them. There's more with us than against us. That's right. He says he prepares a table in the presence of our enemies. He even said if when a man's ways or a woman's ways please Yah, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. That's right. In fact, one other place it said he'll make all your enemies run in seven different directions and cause them to go in fear. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they all run in confusion. Yah is the master. That's right. He is the master. And he said not to be many masters. You only have one master. And I'm not talking slavery. I'm talking about like a love slave, as in I freely want to be a servant in your kingdom. Yeah, I'm honored. I'm called that you be in your to even be in your presence. It's just that's the greatest honor. And a lot of people, oh, I can't stand all that, you know. But okay, that there you go. Be a loyal subject, citizen, resident to your government that wants to do all these evil, wicked things to you. Yeah, and 2/3 of the earth, you know, according to his word, he says he's going to die. They're going to die. And 2/3 of the, you know, world's already got the shot. And oh, what does that mean? It means, well, 2 or 3 years, they're most likely going to die. And I pray I'm wrong. I want to be wrong. But these Nobel Peace Prize winners got to be wrong, too, because they're the ones saying it, not me. All these other doctors are saying it. Oh, they're not going to live more than 2 or 3 years. Some say 18 months. Some, but then you can die at the day of the shot or after the shot. You know, years later, who knows? But the point is that he's not called you to die. He died so that you could live. He doesn't want you to die. He wants you to live in him. And he promised that if we got into his government, he provided a vehicle called the Order of Enoch, also known as the Melchizedek Priesthood, that once you get immersed into this order, he said you never die. That's right. I'm praising Yah for that. I'm honored that I could even be immersed into that order. I'm humbled by that. I don't speak it proudly. I speak it as in being humbled by it. Yah called his beloved to partake of this order. He said, whosoever will, let him come and drink of the waters of life freely. You don't have to, but you get to. It's not about, oh, all these rules and regulations, all these government mandates of God's government. Watch, when that's kind of outdated. Isn't that just religious? No, it's spiritual. Spiritual government. True government. Physical government, too. Mm-hmm. On earth as it is in heaven. Mm-hmm. Right? On earth as it is above, right? As above, so below. Right? Where did they get that? It came from Yah's word. His government. It's in the stars. It's in the heavens first before it's on paper. So for those that say, well, you just focus on books too much, Watchmen. Well, it's written in the heavens before the books ever got here. Okay? But Yah has three ways to tell us the truth. Three ways. Three witnesses. Threefold cord cannot easily be broken. That's what he said. Three witnesses you'd want to support or substantiate anything that you're trying to prove is true or not. Number one, the word of Yah. Spirit of Yah 1, then Word of Yah 2, then the creation of Yah 3 in that order. Because Spirit is before Word. The Spirit of Yah has been granted in measure to every living soul that's made in his image. Remember, he made man and breathed into man and made him a living soul and woman too. So he breathed his name Yahweh. The power came from Yahweh. His name, powers in his name, powers in his breath. And so our breath, every breath we take is Yahweh's name in it. It's not God, Lord Jesus, or Jehovah, or Buddha, or Allah, or any of these names that are fictitious substitutes of pagan origin. Oh, that's offensive, Watchman. Aren't you afraid of? No, I'm not afraid. Yah says to call it out. He says, don't speak a pagan deity's name out of your mouth. Don't let it be even heard out of your lips. And Exodus 23:13 is the mandate in Yah's government for that position to take. Again, I'm not trying to set myself up. There is no big I's or little U's in Yah's government kingdom when
we partake of his citizenry. Only true citizenship is in Yah. Everything else is a fiction. Even the word citizen, I don't even like it. We're fellow heirs is what he calls us. So that, we'll just strip that, strike that, rewind that, edit that, please. Thank you. We're fellow heirs. He calls us children. He never calls us the adults of Yah. He never calls us the teenagers of Yah. He calls us the children of Yahshua'el. Yah's name is in Yahshua'el. That's what he said. He placed his name upon his people, my people which are called by my name. Remember? So this is the nation to get into. Oh, but you got to have paperwork. Yeah, that you got to do it in his name. Everything, word or deed, in paperwork, yeah, you got to do it in Yahweh's name or it's considered idolatry. Everything else will be fake, bitch. Fake, phony, and false, as someone says a lot. I say it a lot, too. The reality is because it's true. You cannot trust in the arm of flesh. You cannot trust in the paperwork of man. If it's not in his name and his word and deed, then there's no safety in it. There is no silver bullet in a secular society. You got to come to the spiritual kingdom of Yahweh, the Most High Messiah, to have that security. The false security of man will never give you the security of your soul. That's right. That's right. The false security of man will never give you the security and peace for your soul that you're craving. I mean, it's reality. It's real. It's tangible. You can feel it. It's like the wind. You can't see it, but you can feel it. It's like his spirit. You can't see it, but you can feel it. Just like the wind on the that blows on the leaves on the trees. You can't see the wind, but you can feel the wind, and you can see the effect the wind has on the trees. That's right. He wants you to come out of man's government. If you claim to be a citizen of what all these governments are doing, then most likely the odds are that you're going to follow the tide. You're going to just go down the river. Like all the fishes, they go downstream. The only fish that I'm aware of is the salmon that goes upstream. And that's what Yah's calling. He's trying to call us upstream, not go down. Down, down. He wants you to come up, up, up. You got to go against the tide. You got to go against the mainstream, you see. That's right. So I pray that this psalm we went over, Psalm 23, was a baruch or blessing to you. Encourage me today. I woke up earlier. Yesterday or today, and I've been meditating on it. But surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. You can personalize it for yourself as well, too. That's right. Our cup runneth over. That means, you know, when you got the cup that runs out in the secular world, in the physical world, Yah says, I got a cup for you that'll never run dry. It'll constantly. Your cup can constantly overflow with joy, peace, hope. Again, I'd rather have the Most High Messiah, Yahweh of Nazareth, and not need him, than to need him in the end and not have him, which is the majority at present state. So this is the Watchman here on the Watchman on the Wall broadcast here on revolution.radio, freedomflips.com, freest place to be indeed. Go to the website, donate, revolution.radio. And donate, do what you feel you can afford to do and support the network. Appreciate all of the listening audience and all the hosts, co-hosts, producers, and all the staff and management. And appreciate all of their hard labors and work and efforts to put on quality productions. There are several broadcasts, over 80, 90, 100 hosts, some say. It's amazing. Be a part of it. Contribute to it. It'd be an amazing thing to do because, again, we don't know how much time we have this platform. I mean, everything's being censored pretty much. One of the last, again, bastions of freedom of speech on the airwaves is revolution.radio. And take advantage of it while you can, folks. But support it in the meantime to keep it strong. And praise Yah for this platform. Give
him all the praise and all the honor and all the credit, as well as all the management too, that without their hard, tireless efforts and all the techies and just keeping it afloat, hats off to you. Appreciate what you guys do, all you women as well. You guys and gals are just cut above for management of all the networks. And I've been on over a dozen networks. I've never seen a teamwork like Revolution.Radio, FreedomCliff.com, freest place to be. Support the network, folks. Thanks again. I'm the Watchman here on the Watchman on the Wall broadcast again, which can be heard on every Pagan Sunday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll see you, y'all willing, next week. Same time, same place, Studio A. Stephen Crawford coming up next on his Factor Theory Live. Great broadcaster. You'll love his show. Great guy. Take care. Have a good night, folks. And courage. Keep on keeping on. Don't give up. Keep your hope alive. And keep it in y'all. Hallelujah. Take care. Have a good night, folks. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that. What? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary, and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
Hi everybody, it's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break